Bob and I just collaborated on a song dedicated to City Limits, and it was quite something. T-Bird enjoyed it.
He did.
Texter Matt wants you to sing happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to Texter Matt. 22 today, he said.
Happy birthday, Matt. And I need to wish my lovely and talented wife, Susie, a happy anniversary. I guess I'm included in wishing myself a happy anniversary. Both of us.
How many years?
18 years,
18
Bob.
Magical years, as if it were yesterday. And happy birthday to our texter as well. But it takes a back seat to an anniversary of 18 years, because the over and under when most people get married today is 5 years.
Is it?
Yeah, it's gone down.
Well, I'm glad I
most
took
go
the
under.
Over. There have been ups. There have been downs. There have been
it's
smiles.
Sort of like your short game, up and down.
There have been frowns. And I can't believe the Wolves traded Carl Anthony Towns. Can you, Bob?
I'm a little.
I woke up 18 years ago today at our rented house on Roycroft Avenue in Mount Lebanon, or Roycroft Boulevard, I guess it was. And off we went to Southminster Church in Mount Lebanon, where my daughter went to would eventually go to daycare. She wasn't yet a glimmer in our eyes. She would come along a couple of years later. And we had a very memorable wedding, Bob. We had the reception at the Sheraton at Station Square. We had the rehearsal dinner at Buca di Beppo, which no longer exists. Mm-hmm. We had a wonderful time. We tore up the dance floor. It was great. Yeah.
I don't expect to hear that from you.
I'm a great dancer.
Are you?
Yes.
I've never seen video evidence of this.
I'll show you it after the show. I think there's still video of our wedding. So a very happy anniversary.
That's wonderful. Anything planned?
No. I think
see what happens in 18 years. It's just a number. You can't say that to her. You have to laugh.
I woke up today, and my only thought was to beat her to the punch, because I woke up in horror because I had forgotten, and something jolted me, and I said, I'm going to go beat her to the punch here, because if she comes down and says happy anniversary to me, she's going to think that I forgot. So I bolted up, remembered it, ran to the stairs and yelled upstairs, because I fell asleep on the couch last night. So I ran upstairs or yelled up the stairs, happy anniversary. That's a win, Bob. That's
a
win that I remembered it first.
The fact that you had to wake up from a cold sweat and say, oh, my God, I forgot. Come on now. That's
no,
not what she wants to hear. And
she thinks I did remember. I remembered.
You just admitted you had it at the last second.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
18 years, every year there's something special. You should have done something in advance so that she woke up. I mean, you were there with breakfast made.
Breakfast.
Or in some.
We're lucky we get out of the house without either one of us or our daughter getting arrested. You should see our house in the mornings. All hell is breaking loose. Everyone's yelling at each other. Tonight I'll make a nice dinner, Bob. That's what I'll do, is make a nice dinner.
Okay, well.
In fact, I'll buy the ingredients on the way home. Is there a special thing you're supposed to get for 18 years?
There always is something special. It's like on social media, every day is a day. Peanut butter day, chocolate day, it's a day of flowers, it's a day for grandsons, granddaughters, grandmothers, grandfathers. So I'm sure there's something today. And for 18 years of anniversary, you know what it is? I think it's a Rolex. I think you are well behind.
No, it says right here, the 18th wedding anniversary, you're supposed to get something porcelain. What? When am I going to get a toilet seat? What do you mean something porcelain? I don't even know what porcelain is.
Like a toilet seat. I mean, I can't think
okay,
of anything
I'll
else.
Come home
porcelain.
With a toilet seat today?
Well, I mean, do you need one?
Actually,
that's an upgrade,
yeah,
but that's an impersonal gift. You shouldn't do that.
50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr.
Very
Hester.
Kindly.
You're Lykel.
And Robert Lykel. What time are we out here, Wonder Twin?
You have 4 minutes.
Then let's do our grades very quickly here, following along with Ray Fittipaldo. It's going to be a juicy week of Steeler talk here. Bob, how about the defensive line? What grade did you give them?
What grade do you think Ray did? C.
Really? I thought they got pushed around a little too much.
They did at the beginning.
I thought Ogunjobi had a pretty good game. I'm going to give them a C-. and I can't find what Ray gave them. How about the linebackers?
I would give the linebackers a D+. I think they should have been more active, and they weren't as active in coverage.
I thought the linebackers were horrible the whole game, pretty much. So Ray gave them an F. I'm giving them an F. I agree. Secondary, he gave a D. What do you give?
Secondary, I gave a D also. I thought the defense wouldn't get many grades above. The best I'm going to give them is defensive line, like I said, a C, and that's being a stretch.
The secondary gets an F. What are we doing? What are we doing here? They dropped interception. They're missing tackles. They're yelling at each other in the end zone. They're allowing Joe Flacco to eat them alive.
Third downs, and more third downs.
Special teams, he gave a B-minus. Bob?
Well, I think Waitman did okay, so I'm not going to worry about him so much.
I don't think he was good at all. Waitman?
He's been good all since they brought him here.
But not yesterday. Well, I didn't think so anyway.
I wasn't paying enough attention then. I thought
three punts for a 34-yard average. I know he was
them,
trying to sink
was,
one of them.
The one was after the election of not going for Boswell field goal, so it was a short field.
That's true.
But, I don't know. B, doesn't matter. Special teams were not a
part
of this game
yesterday.
I thought they
were fine. I mean, Boswell made a 50-yarder, didn't get the opportunity to make a 59-yarder. Austin had a 30-yard punt return. I thought they were pretty good. Coaching, he gave him an F. I give him an F minus.
Yeah, I mean, F. The way they start, that's very significant.
Give him a G for god-awful. Tomlin and Terrell Austin just got out-coached by Steichen for the second consecutive year. Offensively, you know, it got better as the game went along. Like I said, it should have been close to a 30-point game. Players dropping the ball, namely Pickens at the 3-yard line. You can't have it. You can't have it, Bob.
Not in a 3-point game. It comes right down to that, and dropping an interception in the end zone cost them 3 more points. That's 6 points right there, minimum. So those are plays that have to be made, especially on the road. But the good thing for the Steelers, 3 of their first 4 are on the road, so they have a lot of home games coming up. Against teams they should be favored, I still believe they'll be fair. I know they're favored against the Cowboys. I think they'll be favored against both New York teams.
Yeah, I agree. Bob, I had a wonderful time with you. Our thanks to the great people here at Diamond Run. We were here for the Diamond Run Golf Club Charity Classic benefiting Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh. They've been doing incredible work with animals of all kinds. We saw, you know, snakes down there, not just conventional pets and things. 150 years of curing sick animals, putting homeless animals into loving homes, all of that. They do amazing work. This was fantastic. Thank you, Bob. Thank you to T-Bird and company. Thank you to City Limits, who's a wonderful little man, isn't he, Bob?
He's a wonderful man, yes. And this was a great experience. I'm glad to see all the good work being done by the people who take care of pets and animals, because we need more of it, no question. You can help them by contributing.
Good night, Limits.
See ya. Thanks, guys. Bye, Joe.
Bye, Bob.